Hello, this is Keith Crosby, your host, with a special message. As we've rebooted this podcast, we could really use your help in getting it reestablished. So what can you do? Please like us or share us on social media whenever you can and whenever it's convenient. Spread the word, pick your favorite podcast, and send a link to a friend. Drop by the Apple or Spotify platforms or whatever platforms you listen to and give us a 5-star rating and a favorable review, and that will enlarge our audience with the algorithm. And now, as they say, back to our regularly scheduled podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast, where we take a look at this crazy world around us through the lens of a biblical worldview, that is, the Scriptures. I'm Keith Crosby, your host, and today we talk about the most unexpected fallout from the Supreme Court decision of the United States, the so-called Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe versus Wade. And this will not be your normal discussion of all the fallout and upheaval and discussion of this decision. Rather, what we're discussing today is the aftermath in one state. Today, states like California and other states will assist women who wish to fly here and abort their children, even if their children were not born in California, at California taxpayer expense. These laws were passed in reaction to the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Interestingly, the red state of Georgia, in response to the so-called Dobbs decision, passed its own law in response to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, signed into action by Governor Kemp after it was passed by the Georgia state legislature. And to be honest, I don't know how I missed this when it took place. I made the discovery while my son-in-law was doing his income taxes for 2023. And this law, passed in the state of Georgia, is a radical abortion law or anti-abortion law, and it's more radical than I could ever have anticipated. And look, I first moved to California in 1998, and I've been living in the San Francisco Bay Area for almost 7.5 years, that is Silicon Valley, and believe me, I know radical when I see it. Now, biblically, if I had to tie this to a particular scripture, it would be from Psalm 127, which says, "Children are a gift from God." And this law is sort of a Rorschach test as to how you see and value babies, and particularly unborn people. Now, I suppose there are other passages I could use besides Psalm 127. At first glance, there are 449 verses mentioning children in the Bible and something like 144 verses mentioning the word child. So it seems that children and child are significant terms and significant things in God's eyes. And so I guess this brings us to the state of Georgia's anti-abortion law, or as some would describe it, pro-life law. It is radical. What is it? Well, get ready for this. If you're pro-choice, particularly if you believe that one can end an unborn child's life at any point during the pregnancy, or even a day or two after their birth, you're going to find this shocking. So let me pause here for a moment before continuing to give you a chance to sign off. Okay, here it goes. Beginning in the tax year 2022, Georgia residents can include an exemption for their unborn child in their tax return. The exemption is for $3,000 for each unborn child with a detectable human heartbeat. If you are pregnant, or your wife is, and the child has developed to the point of having a detectable heartbeat, usually about 6 weeks after conception, then you can claim the child as a dependent on your tax return in the state of Georgia. Wow. Who would have predicted that? Now, let me read the press release from the state itself that speaks to this law. Listen to this, and I quote, "The 11th Circuit Court's ruling made HB 481's amendment to the OCGA 48-7-26 parentheses A parentheses, adding an unborn child with a detectable heartbeat to the definition of dependent, effective as of the date of the court's ruling, which was July 20, 2022. In light of the June 24, 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization and the July 2022 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in Sister Song versus Kemp, the department will recognize any unborn child with a detectable heartbeat as defined by the law as eligible for Georgia Individual Income Tax Dependent Exemption. The 11th Circuit Court's ruling made HB 481's amendment to the existing law, adding an unborn child with a detectable heartbeat to the definition of dependent, effective as of the date of the court's ruling, which was July 20, 2022. As such, on individual income tax returns filed for tax year 2022, where at any time or after July 20th, 2022, and through December 31st, 2022, a taxpayer has an unborn child or children with a detectable heartbeat, which may occur as early as 6 weeks gestation, the taxpayer may claim a dependent personal exemption as provided under the code in the amount of $3,000 for each unborn child. The release continues with a discussion of some of the technical aspects of filing, which we will not go on here, and I'll put this URL in the show notes. Back to the press release and the significance of what it says. Don't miss the opening paragraphs. The 11th Circuit Court's ruling. What does that mean? It means this thing has been litigated. Apparently, this was a House bill from the state of Georgia and its legislature, and it amended existing Georgia law, and somebody took them to court. So how is this tied to the Dobbs decision of the U.S. Supreme Court? How is this fallout from that decision? What's the connection? Well, let's read on. In light of the June 24, 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization, and the July 20, 2022 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in Sistersong versus Kemp, the department will recognize any unborn child with a detectable heartbeat as defined by the law. The press release continues. The 11th Circuit Court ruling made HB 481's amendment, adding an unborn child with a detectable heartbeat to the definition of dependent. Let's break this down a little bit further. Again, this is the result of somebody challenging the Georgia tax break for the parents of unborn people. It has been litigated at the appellate court level. And now it's codified here and elsewhere in the appellate court's decision, and it parallels questions like, what is a woman? Or what is a human being? What is a baby? An unborn human, at minimum, with a detectable heartbeat in the womb. This should be news to no one by now. Everybody knows that most abortion laws and legislation were passed before we had the technologies that we enjoy today, like ultrasound, sonogram, and the like, where you can see that these unborn persons are, in fact, people. In my own case, I knew what my granddaughter looked like before she was born, before I had seen her, based on a photograph obtained from a 3D image sonogram. When Roe versus Wade was handed down, people didn't realize these things, lacking the technology. With the sonogram, we see a person in the room. We don't see the results of conception. And this new radical law acknowledges this and codifies this acknowledgement into law. Radical. We keep saying that word, don't we? It is radical. It's radically practical. Unlike so many laws today, there seems to be little, if any, room for the ham-handed side effects we often refer to as the law of unintended consequences. It's not a government dole, it's a tax deduction. Whether you are single or married, black, white, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Hispanic, or Eskimo, it's a tax law for you. It's a helpful and effective law. We don't see much of these in the Golden State where I live. Also, I'm reminded that Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such are the kingdom of heaven." Jesus loved children. Today's culture and today's culture of death, the culture of the abortionist, inverts the meaning of Jesus' word, perverting them to something like, "Make the little children suffer who come to me." And so I applaud this kind of radical thinking in the state of Georgia. Pray that other states are following suit, and pray for an end to all this pro-abortion hyperbole and hysteria. Women are not dying on street corners or in back alleys. They have access to medical care, Obamacare, and even abortions. Maybe the process of having an abortion takes a little longer and is a little less convenient, but you've got to make that decision. But this type of law may cause some to stop and think before they have their children dismembered to death or scalded to death in the womb with saline or some other medieval method of taking this child's life. This law is not a bad thing, is it? And so we need to be thinking about this. This law causes people to think. It's not a perfect law. No laws are. But the reality is, this is a great law, and I'm just struck by these abortion sanctuary cities who are supposed to be helping women, not hurting them. Wouldn't it help them also to offer relief like this? So I applaud the state of Georgia for its forward-thinkingness and its incredible practicality. Well, that's enough for now. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast or were at least challenged by it in some way. And as I said before, please like us or share us on social media. Drop by the Apple or Spotify sites or whatever site or platform you listen to us on and give us a good rating. Share us with your friends. Write a favorable review. This helps us. If you have questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. And I'm happy to get back to you just as soon as I can with an answer. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. And thank you for listening.